Balzer and Bray and Harper Audio present A Rover Story by Jasmine Warga. Performed by Jacob McNatt and Ariana Delawari. A note before we begin. For more information on Rovers, be sure to download the enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/pages/A Rover's Story. This one's for my mom, who always read to me. Part 1. Preparing. The first day. I am not born in the way humans are, but there is a beginning. Beeping, bright lights, a white room filled with figures in white hazmat suits. So much information to process, but I can handle it. I awake to knowledge. My circuits fire, the room cheers. A loud sound, but it does not startle me. I am not built for startling. I have been built for observation. In the sea of unknown figures, I focus on a face. I do not know if I have a face. If I have one, my information suggests it is not like this one. This face has what humans call lips. The human lips curl upward. A smile. I cannot smile. This I know. But somehow, I understand the significance of this expression. I am learning. My mission has begun. Learning. I am built to collect and process information. That is how I learn. Here is some of the information I have collected. I am what is referred to as a robot. Most of the other beings around me are called humans. All the humans I interact with wear hazmat suits. This is to prevent microbacteria and dust particles from entering my environment. It is very important for my mission that I am kept in a sterile and clean environment. For some reason that I do not quite understand yet, humans call the white hazmat suits they wear bunny suits. I do not know what a bunny is. I frequently wonder about the possibilities. Most of the humans in bunny suits are what humans term scientists. This, I have deduced, is a subset of human. Perhaps I am a subset of robot, but I have not encountered enough robots to know for sure. I will wait to find out, but waiting can be hard.
Dear Rover, my teacher, Mrs. Ennis, asked us to write a letter to you. She's really excited. She says you're going on an amazing mission where you're going to find out amazing things. Mrs. Ennis really likes the word amazing. Mrs. Ennis kept looking at me while she talked about you. She even asked me if I wanted to explain to the other kids what you were. And I really didn't. Not at all. No offense, but I'm already sick and tired of hearing about you all the time. Then she said, "Come on, Sophia." And I didn't want to disappoint Mrs. Ennis, so I told everyone how you are a robot who was created to explore the planet of Mars so that we can understand its atmosphere and environment better. That's kind of a mouthful to say, you know? I also told them how you were engineered to be really smart and that you are learning new things every day. Like yesterday, Mom told me that your brain learned how to talk to your arm. My classmates had lots of questions, but I didn't know how to answer them. I bet Mom could, though.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?